بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Dear Chairman, respected ulama, scholars, elders, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It gives me a great pleasure to welcome all honorable guests, ulama, at this great center and the mosque, which has always been, alhamdulillah, a great focal point for the unity and love of Muslim community, Muslim ummah, regarding all schools of thought. At the very beginning, I have to make it clear that this conference is not merely important, but indeed the great need of this hour, exclusively in the wake of the changing global situation and the newly emerged challenges. The Holy Quran has provided the idea of one ummah to all those who believe in the tenets of Islam, promulgated by the final messenger Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. The Quran even goes further and gives a clear guidelines in terms of the responsibilities of this ummah. The most important obligation of this ummah is to convey the message of truth to all mankind and saving humanity from the eternal failure. The Holy Quran says in Surah Ali Imran, number 3, verse number 110, Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best ummah produced for mankind. You enjoin what's right and forbid what's wrong and believe in Almighty God. Dear President, as you know, this verse of the Quran is recited and quoted frequently in our speeches, khutbas, and lectures. But hardly has anyone of us ever tried to comprehend the spirit and the message of this ayah. The verse, however, is manifest in its meaning, conveying the message that the involvement of this ummah is but to serve the cause of all mankind. This interest and cause is mainly related to akhirah, the life hereafter, which is eternal and never-ending life, but it has to be fulfilled in this first life too, the life of this world. The spirit of this verse is that we have to strive hard to bring about a good atmosphere of understanding, peace and harmony between ourselves and all other communities who occupied the status of mad'u. They have been addressed by the Holy Quran. We can never perform this noble mission without existence of such atmosphere and a good relationship with all non-Muslim communities. Conversely, the state of confrontation and hatred cannot allow us to interact with our mad'u communities and to carry on working for our prime cause, the Islamic Dawah. Mr. President, respected ulama, elders, and community leaders, in view of discussing the challenges being faced by the Muslim community, I'm going to focus very briefly on the British society, where we have been living more than 5 decades. No doubt Muslim community has to face manifold problems and challenges here. The major ones are in the form of materialism, Islamophobia, racism, and also extremism within the circles of Muslim community. As we know, this society is based on the ideology of materialism, which by nature does not recognize the moral and the religious values, rather its antithesis to them all, despite possessing a great many advantages too. Racism and Islamophobia is another serious challenge. The Muslims are being demonized as a big threat to the integrity of this state and Western values, unfortunately. To my understanding, the most serious challenge for our community is that which is internal, the emergence of the extremist elements within ourselves who have caused a great havoc for the positive image of Islam and Muslims. Mr. President, it seems not possible to meet all these challenges successfully unless we are sincere to our faith. This ikhlas sincerity is demanding us to endeavor for achieving the three important objectives. First, to establish the process of meaningful dialogues between all eminent Muslim schools of thought with a view to bringing about the good atmosphere of mutual understanding and religious harmony, which unfortunately has been ignored and disvalued by the Muslim community as a whole. Second, this is our collective duty, being as the defenders of the interests of faith in the Western Hemisphere, to discourage those elements which are intended to promote extremism in the name of Islam or jihad. Mere verbal denouncement is not enough. We need to produce literature as well, which has to be backed by the verses of the Quran, life example of the Holy Prophet, his ahadith, tafsir of the Quran, and also the instances from the history of Islam. This sort of literature may have the great effect on the minds of our young generations in terms of giving them the balanced picture of their faith and the weakness of the basis of the arguments presented by the handful extremist. Thirdly, in order to establish the noble cause of Islamic Dawah, we have to concentrate on this society in terms of relief work and all other related social and educational projects. So far, generally, we have ignored this society, and our major focus has been on abroad, which gave huge rise to an offensive propaganda against Muslims, reproaching them as those who have no interest with the cause of this country, this society. Dear audience, following the great example of the Holy Prophet of Islam, this is the integral portion of Islamic Dawah. We have to serve this society by interacting the people and showing them the true picture of Islam with both our nice words and good example. This is the only way to face all new challenges adequately, to combat Islamophobia and racism, and especially to save ourselves from all possible harms and calamities. It has been promised by the Holy Quran in Surah Al-Ma'idah, number 5, verse number 67. يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَ وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. This is very important. O messenger, announce that which has been revealed to you from your Lord. If you do not, then you have not conveyed his message. And Allah will protect you from the harms of people. Through this da'wah, convey this message. This promise of divine protection is still there today, but entirely depends on conveying the message of Almighty God. Finally, I have to congratulate all ulama and brothers and sisters, especially Mufti Muhammad Farooq Alvi and Sheikh Shumali, for organizing this great event and the great program. May Allah give them the great reward for it. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you for listening. Thank you.